Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talks. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. Connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call, that number comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Holy cow. There is a lot for us to discuss today. Obviously, the atrocities in Orlando were the big issue over the weekend. A lot going on there. And it is a shame that we have those issues going on. It is a shame that we hear any of that. Just got to share with you, though. It's you know, it's amazing when we think about what happened in Orlando. It's a battle. It is a war. We are in a war. I had some very, very heated discussions on our social media channels over the weekend, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. A lot of heated discussions there on our buzz pages, our community buzz pages as well, like heated discussions. And the discussions sometimes center around the issue of, are we politically correct? Are we not being politically correct? What's happening here? And I just want to share with you that it is a bit of a scary time because our leaders don't want to identify. They don't want to lead, really. They want to take a back seat and, you know, kind of guess at what's going on. And that is a scary time in our society. We need to be able to articulate who it is are the bad guys. Who are the ones? One of the things when we saw that in Santa Monica that they caught the folks with the guns and planning to make a similar type of an attack here in Santa Monica, that how is it that we don't identify who the bad guys are, who the problem people are, where we need to go, where we need to do, what we need to do to correct the issues? So with that being said, what I want to chat about a little bit is some solutions. Now, yes, I understand that my opinion here, we're going to see more problems. The problems that we saw in Orlando, the problem that was averted here in Los Angeles, those problems have to stem or to do with the fact that people just are not afraid of us. And there is an issue that there's nothing wrong with the bad guys fearing us. Weapon our military has, our best weapon that our law enforcement officers have, is called deterrence. When the bad guys, the killers, murderers, are afraid of what might happen to them, that's good. Because you and I, as law-abiding citizens, do we really care about the military? Do we care about law enforcement? Or are we standing there trying to work with them, look out with what they're doing, promote them, praise them? And I'm going to suggest that if anybody believes the rhetoric, and I think that the foreign countries might believe the rhetoric more than what our own citizens believe. But if the foreign countries believe the rhetoric of our presidential candidates, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, do you think they're afraid of Hillary Clinton with the history that she's shown? Now, she does show the propensity that she likes war. She's voted for everyone that she's had an opportunity to vote for. The military in Benghazi. She didn't send enough security ahead of time to Benghazi. Can't really believe what he has to say. Donald Trump, I don't know whether you want to believe him or not, but the four countries, they are more afraid of him being president than they are afraid of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Think back to the 80s. The Iran was not worried about Jimmy Carter. They knew he wouldn't do anything. Why do you think it was that they released our hostages in 10 or 15 minutes of Ronald Reagan being elected president? Well, at the time, the big issue was the consensus was that he was the cowboy. He was the warmonger. He would take us right to war. He would be strong. Well, that's where we are today. The foreign countries don't fear us. Those are our enemies. They don't fear us. Our allies don't trust us with good cause. We've proven that. But with Donald Trump, maybe they have some hope on the horizon. And I suggest, I submit, not wishing this, but just as an observer, it would not surprise me to see more attacks next 6-7 months while there's still a waiting period right in here. Just my personal thought there. Now, a solution, because I do get questioned frequently, okay, Ron, what are the solutions that you might have in mind? Where do we come with solutions? How do we solve the problem? Well, my suggestion of solving the problem would be very, very simple. There are laws that we have right now that make it illegal to scan the internet or have child pornography on your computer. Illegal. Not a First Amendment right. The possession of is illegal. Now, why would it not be the similar situation that if there are people that are trying to pledge their allegiance to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, ISIL, whatever they want to call themselves this time, Daesh, why not use the same legal format? If you want to go and search those things, get out of the country. If you're in the country, you are a criminal. You're breaking the law. Follow the same guidelines. Use the same theories. Seems pretty simple to me. I'm just a simple guy. And I did notice in all of the communication that we had, and we had the commentary apparently from the report this morning, from the press conference this morning, there were conversations going on between the authorities from the 2 a.m. until 5 a.m. Authorities and this murderer in Orlando did not have one comment from him, didn't mention the idea that he was inspired by Gitmo. I think the issue was he was inspired by the fact that he felt that he could get away with it because of what was going on. He felt that he could get away with it because there was nobody watching, nobody listening. There was He had his opportunity. Why did he select 2 a.m.? Well, it's because he knew that there was most heavily ideal of destruction then. There were more people, that people would be leaving the nightclub at that time, and there might be less opportunity, less people checking him out to, as he went in with his weapons. Two weapons on him, another in his car. Not the type of place you'll be. I'm just suggesting some options there. I am not an expert in this. I just share my personal opinion from one person who just looks at it and says, you know, why are we not being a little bit more vigilant here? Why are we not articulating who it is we want people to watch? I posted this yesterday. I'll say it again. If you see something, say something. Political correctness needs to be out of our vocabulary. It is a tool for death. It is a weapon of death. Being quiet and not saying anything. We saw it in San Bernardino. Now we're hearing that people in Orlando saw this, knew this about this guy. Just got to get verbal there and not be sitting backwards. We are at war, even though the Congress doesn't want to admit it. The president doesn't want to say it. It is the way it is. You are listening. Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your realist current events, the financial markets. When we come back, Harvard has 5 reasons why owning a home makes sense financially. Debt consolidation versus debt restructuring. We're going to chat about that as well. Millennials expect their parents to help them buy houses. Average household debt tops $90,000. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text AP to 79564, AP to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and get you the true value of your property. Actually, on this one, go to PEAR, P-E-A-R, Equity Analysis Review, and we'll have a real estate professional get you equity of your property. The ATP number is for our household board of directors. I'll chat with about that a little bit. But PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, will get you one of our real estate professionals. Reasons why owning a home makes sense financially. We've reported many times that the American dream of home ownership is alive and well. Personal reasons to own a home differ for everyone, but there's a lot of similarities. Eric Belsky, Managing Director of the Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard University, authored a paper on home ownership titled "The Dream Lives On: The Future of Home Ownership in America." In the paper, Belsky reveals 5 financial reasons why people should consider buying a home. Here they are, each one followed, and I'll give you a little bit of a quote from the report itself. Number one, housing is typically the one leveraged investment available. We've chatted about this before. Quote, few households are interested in borrowing money to buy stocks and bonds, and few lenders are willing to lend them the money. As a result, homeownership allows household appreciation on the value of their homes by a leverage factor. Even a hefty 20% down payment results in a leverage factor of 5. So every percentage point rise in the value of a home is a 5% return on equity. Many buyers putting 10% or less down, their leverage is a factor of 10 or more. We've talked about that before. We even had some folks on last week. Melinda Johnson, Karen Hall were on talking about how you can even use this leverage within your self-directed IRA. And again, bonds, stocks, especially in the IRAs, you can't leverage those. You can with real estate. We've got some folks out there who are more than willing to lend you money in this arena. So why aren't you taking advantage of that? It makes a lot of sense to me to do that. I chuckle many, many times. It just baffles me to no end when I listen to people who are saying they're in the wealth accumulation phase of their lifetime. They're accumulating wealth. They are out working hard every day. And then they say that they're putting their money into paying off their mortgage. Think about that. If you're trying to pay off your mortgage, you're basically saying that my largest investment that I have, I don't care if I get a zero rate of return on my largest investment. It'd be like saying, why don't we take our 401k and put it into all cash? Now, this might have made sense to some people some years ago. And I listened recently to a broadcast of, I think he's the number three financial radio program in America, number three. And I listened to what his comments were on home ownership and on having a mortgage. And his idea was, you don't have a mortgage, no mortgage at all. And I'm listening to him and I'm saying, you know, I can understand maybe what he's talking about, being that his broadcast is over on the eastern part of America, the southeast part of the country. But think about this. It just doesn't make – his commentary was very simple, that in order to buy a house – you need to be using a 15-year mortgage, and the loan, your payment, should be no more than 25% of your 25% of your gross pay. So let's think about those numbers for us here in the state of California, because sometimes you hear these things. And yeah, they do make sense in some markets, probably not in all markets. And I'm going to share with you some numbers of what this means right here in California. When you look at what the gentleman was saying, he's got a great broadcast, very, very highly respected. But then you look at it and you say, okay, I get it, but what about California? So what do we need to earn? So $400,000 house in California. To buy a $400,000 house in California, under his theory, you need to be earning about $155,000 a year. $155,000 a year. Does that sound logical? Now, when you really think about it, when we look and say, okay, under the theories that most of us in California talk about, we're generally going to be looking at using a 30-year mortgage. The 30-year mortgage for the same type of a concept, we're going to be looking at significantly less money because you've got a different amortization schedule. You've got a totally different process here. I'm just trying to get to you the real quick numbers because sometimes I go off on these rabbit trails and it becomes a little interesting just trying to cover the numbers and talk to you on radio at the same time. But let's think about the numbers here, okay? So when we're talking about a 15-year mortgage, okay, We're looking at $154,000, almost $155,000 a year. If you make $155,000 a year, do you want to be living in a $400,000 house? Probably not. Now, alternatively, when you're looking at his theory, now, again, you don't have to use his theory because that's one of the big misconceptions is we're going to be talking about $2,300 a month if you're doing the same $400,000 house with a 30-year mortgage. And then you can be looking at about $70,000 a year in income, roughly almost half. Now, that's where you can get into the starter home. Now, again, if you're talking about Tennessee or Ohio or Mississippi, where you can buy a $100,000 house and you're getting a real, real nice house, that makes sense. But when we're talking about Southern California, when our median home prices are $400,000 or $500,000, you got to remember, you got to apply your area. Housing is local. You have to apply your area to what the process is, as opposed to one size does not fit all. Going back to the Harvard study, number two, you're paying for housing whether you own or rent. Quote, homeowners pay debt service to pay down their own principal, while households that pay rent pay down the principal of the landlord, unquote. We've talked about this in the past as well. You got to pay for housing somewhere. If you're renting, now there are certain times that renting makes sense. I'll be the first to say that there are some times when it does make sense to rent. If you have a life-changing event, rent for a while, figure out where you're going. If you have a job that may be taking you from one area to another, then it might make sense to rent a little bit. But think about the consequences, because you are paying somebody else's mortgage. That is just a plain fact of life. When you're talking about renting, you're paying somebody else's mortgage. And do you want to be doing that? Now, there's a big misconception out there as well as to what does it take to buy a house. There are so many folks that are still thinking that you've got to have that perfect FICO score, you've got to have 20% down payment, and these things are nowhere close to the truth. Think about this. Of the homeowners, according to Ellie Mae, homeowners in April, last numbers available, 9.2% of the homeowners had a FICO score between 600 and 649. 600 and 649. There was another 22% that had a FICO score of 650 to 699. So roughly a third of the people have a FICO score under 700. Under 700. Now, a good portion of our population is there as well. The average FICO score for an FHA loan, that's a 3.5% down payment loan, was 685. And there are down payment assistance programs that can go with that as well. So think about that concept. You've got a 685 FICO average. That means there are people below that and people above that that are using that particular product to get their home loan, 685 FICO score. VA loans, the average, 705. Again, you do not have to have perfect credit in order to be getting these different products to get a home loan. There is money available. The gentleman that I was telling you about that has a radio station, he's talking about a 25% debt-to-income ratio. On average, again, according to Ellie Mae, we're talking about FHA 41% debt-to-income ratio. VA no money down, 40% debt-to-income ratio. There are home loans out there. We will continue this conversation. When we come back, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. Debt consolidation versus debt restructuring. Talk about it. Millennials expect their parents to help them buy houses. Average household debt tops $90,000. We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. It seems like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties right here. We will get those corrected and get on with the broadcast. Give me just 1 second here. Our engineers are diligent.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dream? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, first loan, any loan, VIP Mortgage, they have the programs, they have the products available for you. You just need to give us a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with one of the great folks over there at VIP Mortgage. They are standing by. They are ready to assist. So we've been chatting this morning a little bit about buying or the report on the Harvard study, reasons why owning a home makes sense financially. We're going to continue that conversation as part of our mortgage mix today, a little bit out of our norm in our discussion process. Owning is usually a form of forced savings. That's why I think it's a pertinent to the mortgage minute. You're making a mortgage payment. When you make that mortgage payment, you're actually doing a savings account as well, because a portion of, in most instances, there are those interest-only programs. But in most instances, a portion of your mortgage is going toward the principal. When that is going toward the principal, you're saving that, because assuming the property appreciates, not depreciates, in most instances, properties do appreciate, especially here in California. I don't think there's been a 10-year period when property has not appreciated in California. I'd have to look that up, but I believe that statistic is still accurate. Any 10-year window, properties appreciate in California. So here's the concept right there. You pay, make a payment on an amortizing loan. Part of that's going toward principal, the balance going toward interest. The principal portion is growing. Your equity portion is growing there. The appreciation on the property grows. So you are getting some forced, quote unquote, savings. The quote from the report from Harvard, quote, since many people have trouble saving and have to make a housing payment one way or the other, owning a home can overcome people's tendency to defer savings to another day, unquote. So it is a process of building family wealth. When we talk about that wealth, that's one of the areas that we chat about on a regular basis, that we don't save money in this country. We also talk about the idea that renters have 45 times less net worth than homeowners. Homeowners have 45 times more net worth than the renter does. Think about that. It's because of the appreciation. It's because of the equity going, or the principal payments, the pay down right there. All of those issues are helping. That's why it's so important to get into the game. That's why I am a proponent. Never, ever pay off a mortgage. There's no logical reason. There is emotion. I can understand the emotional portion of paying off your mortgage. There's an emotional tie to that. There is not a logical, a financial, a quantifiable reason to pay off a mortgage. Think about this. If I said to you, your 401k, I want you to put it in all cash and leave it there for the next 30 years, you would look at me like I was a complete loon. However, people will pay off a mortgage and then sit there with their largest asset, making them absolutely no money, so that they've got somebody else is benefiting from that appreciation of that asset. There are – now, again, you got to remember when I make these comments to you, equity out of your property and put it to work for you, that work does not mean going and buying a car, a boat, a vacation. It could mean buying a vacation home. Could mean buying a rental property. Those are valuable uses of that money when you do a refinance, a restructure, to take your equity out. It's also protecting your equity. Now, I'm not predicting, I don't believe that we're in the period right now of anywhere close to being where we were in 2006, 2007, when property values started depreciating, when we lost value in properties. I do not believe that that is the time period that we're in. I am a big believer that may not be the recovery phase any longer of the housing crisis. We are in an expansion phase of that time period. Why do I say that we are in an expansion phase? Well, the big issue, and I've shared this with you before, I'll share it again for those that previously, but there are those folks that did not buy homes for the last several years. Historically, we keep our homes, going back to year 2000, we keep our homes about 6 years. But all of a sudden, when we got into the housing crisis, we got into a period where we were keeping our homes for 9 years. Why were we keeping our homes for 9 years? Well, we did not believe that we could do anything different. We didn't believe that there was equity in our properties. We didn't believe that there was any options. Well, now that there are options, now that we have equity, I think that we're going to get back to the days where we were bought. We're maybe not 6 years, but maybe we'll go 8 or 7 years. The young people, they're going to want to go out and have a home of their own. They don't want to live with mom and dad forever. They want to start their own family. They want to get on with their lives. Mortgage Credit Availability Index tells us that we are at one of the best times ever to go out and get a mortgage. Fannie Mae is telling us that Freddie Mac is telling us that interest rates are still really low. I just looked this morning. Freddie Mac comes out every Thursday with their nationwide survey of interest rates. So on June 9th, their survey came out that we were at 3.6% is the national average for 30-year fixed rate mortgage. We're looking at the major indexes being Freddie Mac, MBA, and the National Association of Realtors coming out with their averages of what they expect, or they come out with their forecasts of where interest rates are going. On average, through 2017, first quarter, that gives us a full four quarters, they're looking at 4.1% forecasted interest, with Fannie Mae being the lowest. They're saying 3.7%. National Association of Realtors, they're economists, and they've got a vested interest of seeing low interest rates. They came out with the highest number at 4.3%, the average between all four institutions, 4.1%. is what they're predicting interest rates to be going forward through the first quarter of 2017. And again, that's a difficult number to really look at. The reason it's a difficult number for us to look at is basically there's an election coming. So we don't know what that election will bring. So we don't know what the issues are going to be there. We don't know, should we be forecasting, the economists is, they don't know, do they forecast based on a Trump administration and what they think he will bring, or do they forecast based on a Clinton administration? She's got a record. So they can at least look at her record and say, okay, based on what she's done in the past, we can guess at what she might do in the future. Can't guarantees. There's never any guarantees in this. But the whole idea is that based on the records, you kind of look and extrapolate, okay, where are we going from here? So the concept there is, yeah, we might be able to buy a new home. And one of the reports that I was talking about earlier was millennials. They're actually looking at their parents and saying, hey, mom and dad, can you help me out? Can you help me buy a new house? And in many instances, when you're talking about a down payment assistance program, there are down payment assistance programs out there where you can go in with a 0.5% down. Remember, we were talking earlier about that $400,000 house and maybe needing $60,000, $70,000 to qualify. Every individual is a little bit different. Well, with down payment assistance, you might be looking at that and saying $2,000 is a down payment for that property. Maybe mom and dad can help out with that. Maybe you should be saving $2,000 on your own. These are just some of the concepts that we're looking at that are out there available for our young people right now. So millennials are looking to mom and dad to help out a little bit in buying a new house. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate finance and the financial markets. When we come back, household debt tops $90,000. Really? You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. They're all wrong. That's why I know yours is too. What are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. All you need to do is go over there and check them out. They've got their website. They've got a pretty cool website. They've got a lot of information on the site, and the most important parts of the site for you to look at is that top left button and the top middle button. Top left is a one-year program they've got to help you with your credit repair. Top middle is their monthly program. Generally, it's just a wash. I mean, you really think about it. The top program, if you've got a really, really tough credit report, use that one. It's about $500. It's still going to take 4 to 6 months to get your credit repaired. So at $87 a month on the other one, and that gives you LifeLock and everything else. So you may even want longer than that 6 month period. So check them out. They've got a lot of great tools there for you. Debt consolidation versus debt restructuring is the topic of the Your Credit Matters segment today. Debt consolidation versus debt restructuring. What is the difference between the two of them? How do you know which one you fall in? It's going to be our topic right now. So debt consolidation. I've been talking to you about that recently because of when you're looking at a Freddie Mac 3.6% 30-year fixed rate loan, and we know you have equity in your property. I don't know what your interest will be. I can't guarantee interest rates. That involves a lot of different issues, credit scores and debt-to-income ratios, payment histories, property values, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if you're going to get a the Freddie Mac rate, and that's just a barometer, 3.6% 30-year fixed. Now, if you're looking at doing a debt consolidation loan, it's going to be a bit higher than that just because that's the way – the least expensive mortgage is almost always be your purchase money more buying a house. A mortgage to buy a house is generally the lowest cost mortgage. Second home is after that, non-owner occupied after that. But when you're doing your primary residence and you're looking at doing either rate and term, it's going to be very close pricing to the purchase, or a cash out, which is the debt consolidation. That consolidation, that's another one of those real good tools for you. Here's why. Think about that. If you are paying, if you've got mortgage debt, or you've got, not mortgage debt, but you've got credit card debt, and there are a lot of folks right now that have credit card debt. We looked at that number just recently, and the average household has significant amounts of credit card debt. So when we're looking at that debt, you're paying 19%, 20%, 25%. Every household's a little bit different. But when you're looking at that debt, think about that concept is, wouldn't it be better for you to contemplate putting that money, rolling it into your mortgage? Say hypothetically it's going to cost 4.25%. You're doing a cash out. Maybe it's 4%. Maybe it's lower. But say you're doing a cash out mortgage. You can get rid of that high credit card, consolidate that into the mortgage, which is significantly cheaper. Don't make a smaller payment if you can help it. Continue making the exact same payment. And when you make that same payment, then what you do is you bring that balance down. So you're not taking a credit card or a car, even a car loan. Think about that. If you've got a 6 or 7% car loan, if you roll it into your mortgage and you're now looking at 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, aren't you better off? Continue making the same payment. Add it to your mortgage payment. Pay that down. Start a separate account so next time you're paying cash for the car. These are strategies. Now, debt restructuring. What is debt restructuring? This is generally comes into play when a borrower is right on the brink of filing bankruptcy. They're on the brink. They call the lender, and the lenders look at them, and this is going to be credit cards, cars, other unsecured debt. They look and they say, you know something, I get it. I understand that I may not get my full payment. I am willing to negotiate with the borrower. That's called debt restructuring. They will probably close the credit card account or the trade line, the revolving debt, and they'll make it so that you can pay it down generally, and in some instances, they'll even give you a benefit or reduction of the interest rate so that you can move forward. And the thought process then is they want to get something instead of nothing. So they're willing to negotiate. That is debt restructuring. If you're beyond that and you need the bankruptcy, Christine Kingston, her name was Christine Wilton, so I stutter sometimes because I always remember her Wilton, but Christine Kingston is a great attorney to help you with that. Just a thought there. Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Still working through our real-time real estate segment today with five reasons owning a home makes financial sense. Tax benefit owning. That's another one of those to owning a home. Where else are you going to get these benefits? Now, I have shared with you that even the home repairs, home modifications, energy efficient upgrades you do to your property, those are all items that might be tax benefits to you. I'm going to quote from the Harvard study, and I'll quote them. Homeowners are able to deduct mortgage interest and property taxes from income. talk to your financial planner, tax planner for this. I'm not giving you tax advice. Back to the quote. On top of all this, capital gains up to $250,000 are excluded from income for single filers, $500,000 for married couples if they sell homes for a gain. So there are all kinds of tax benefits. I'm not sure there is any benefit better for your homes than the tax benefits from mortgage interest. Tool, make sure you understand it. Finally, owning is a hedge against inflation. Again, quote, housing costs and rents have tended over most time periods to go up at or higher than the rate of inflation, making owning an attractive proposition, unquote. Think about that. If get into right now, we don't have a lot of worry for inflation. We're not in an inflationary time. Generally, we do see inflation. When there is inflation, now there is inflation when we look at rents, because rents are going up 8.3% in most of California, 8.3%. You've got to deal with that. So if the rents are going up 8.3%, is your income keeping pace? Most likely not. But on the other side of that coin, if your property value is going up, generally in California, we see about a 5.4% appreciation, at least Orange County, that's what it's been for a long time, 5.4% if you go back 30, 40 years, as an average, 30 or 40 years, 5.4%, don't know what it's going to do next year or into the future. But think about those numbers. When you're talking about those different numbers, 5.4%, you're looking at some good numbers there. When inflation goes up, say at 3%, you're beating inflation. And the other side of that is you're saving yourself, because if rent goes up 8.3% and you've got a 30-year fixed rate loan, your mortgage is not going up. So the bottom line here, we realize that home ownership makes sense for many Americans for assortment of social and family reasons. It also makes great financial sense. If you're considering a purchase this year, contact a local professional and give me a call. I will put you in touch with that local professional. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Ron@ronsiegelradio.com. I'll put you in touch with a real estate professional in your neighborhood, because it doesn't do you any good to have somebody that's somewhere else or somebody that doesn't understand the marketplace, what we're doing today, where we are today. These are difficult times, and you need somebody that can really navigate these times with you. Be a great time frame for you. Just a thought for you. That's the way it works. That is the benefits for you of having that home ownership. And I would say, as always, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Robert, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. Meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.